This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A group of lawmakers, including two from Colorado, want a federal investigation into the shooting death of a young black man in Georgia. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett and Representative Joe Neguse signed a letter in support of opening a federal criminal rights investigation into the death of Ahmed Arbery, who was shot while he was jogging in February. Georgia does not have hate crime statutes. The letter says the DOJ's Civil Rights Division is uniquely suited to investigate whether or not Arbery's death was a hate crime or another violation of federal civil rights law. The men who shot him have been charged with murder. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Nearly 10,000 students graduated virtually from CU Boulder yesterday. Senior class president Chad Brokaw talked about the bizarre nature of graduating on a computer screen.
No one could have predicted this, and I am sad for our last semester that could have been, and scared for the world that we are graduating into. We did not get the goodbyes and the closure that we wanted and prepared for. But let this be a testament to our resilience and our ability to come closer together even when we have never been further apart.
CU Boulder has invited the graduates to come back next year to walk in a cap and gown. And a large-scale search is underway for a missing woman in Chaffee County. Investigators are searching near Salida for Suzanne Morphew. The FBI is involved. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.